12838, Joseph Burr and Monica Ogle seek a special use exception to operate a commercial dog kennel. Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Pitt Road, approximately 1,376 feet southeast of Old Meadow Road. 911 address is 10980 Pitt Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 12, Parcel 112. Staff would also like to note that this is a renewal of a special use exception that was approved, case number 12117, on April 9th, 2018, for a period of 5 years. We have 13 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Monica Ogle. I live at 10980 Pitt Road, Seaford, Delaware.
And my name is Joseph Burke, and I live at 10980 Pitt Road in Seaford, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Well, we have more dogs than we're, you know, I guess they say we can have. If you have more than 3 dogs, you have to get an exempt kennel license. And we have more dogs. We have more. And I went
how many
to...
How many dogs do you have? I'm sorry.
10.
10?
10. Okay. Shih Tzus.
But they're little.
They're little. We've done everything we can. You know, we put up a private fence all around our property so that our dogs, when they go out, they have a doggy door. They can go in and out, but they can't go out at night. It's closed. And we put the privacy fence up so that people walking up and down the street, because there's a lot of them that do that, and our dogs don't see them and don't bark at them.
And they're indoor dogs.
And they're in, yeah.
They don't.
So you're not running a business or?
No, well, I do breed. My grooming business is there, which I was told that, you know, I can have that. I don't have any employees or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I groom dogs, yeah, 3 days a week. We have maybe 1-2 litters of pups a year. That's it. I mean, it's not anything we do for a living. Joe works a 40-hour week. I work 3 days a week grooming, so it's not our living. And I did get more names. I got everybody's name within 200 feet of us, except for 2. And I do know that the last time that we were here, the one that made the big issue was a man that doesn't even live on our street. He lives on Old Meadow. But he rents a house from a man that has business right across the street that for some reason has spread the word. We have a doggy mill and all this kind of stuff. I mean, because I've talked to the ones that rent from him, and they have no problem. Matter of fact, half the people that were there 5 years ago aren't even the ones that are there now.
Well, the same panel told a lot of them they had no beef.
Right, because
they lived too far away.
Too far away. They lived out on Old Meadow Road.
Mm-hmm. Understand. So it's 5 years later. This is a renewal.
Yes.
Complaints?
None. Like I said, I went and got everybody to sign, mm-hmm. and nobody has any problems. In fact, some of them didn't even know that I even had dogs, and some are new. They've only been there a couple of months.
Okay. Thank you.
So no significant changes from 5 years ago? Number of dogs, anything?
No.
No new buildings, everything's just the way to what
everything's exactly the way it was 5 years ago. Nothing's changed except when we have to do the renewal.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to go through the findings from the meeting that we had in 2018 to make sure that we're still talking about some of the same things. You've addressed some of these points. it says that you breed Shih Tzus and Dachshunds on the property, is that right?
Yes, I don't breed Dachshunds anymore.
Okay, so just the Shih Tzus?
Yeah.
All right. And all the dogs are your dogs that are on the property, is that correct?
Yes, they're our dogs.
You have a ranch-style house with an attached garage?
Yes.
And you said you installed the 6-foot-tall privacy fence?
Yes.
Is that right? The grooming business, you said, I think it was 3 days a week?
Yes.
You operate that? How often do you receive dogs from that? I mean, how many are coming in at one time? Do you have, is it one at a time?
I'll tell you, since COVID, it's really slacked off. And not only that, I've been doing this for like 15 years. And I've lost a lot of clients, either the clients themselves or the dogs. I may do 5 dogs in the 3 days.
So not a lot of traffic related to this that you would say?
No.
I believe that previously the board had a limit that all the dogs had to be under 15 pounds. Is that still the case?
Oh, yes. No, we don't have any big dogs.
You don't board dogs on the property, correct?
No.
And you will not house dogs for any other fee?
No. Now, I have watched, my son has dogs, and they, you know, when they go away, they come and I've watched them.
We babysat them
for them, but I mean.
But you're not doing it commercially.
I'm not doing it for money, no. No, I can see right now if I charge my son.
We should.
And there's no signs on the property advertising the kennel?
No. Other than the one that y'all put up about this, and the gentleman that lives on Old Meadow Road who owns the houses, called his renters and said, "How do you like your neighbor? She's putting up a kennel." And she told him, "No, she's not."
Well, I think that's where part of the problem comes in, even with some of the people that live around us, is it's worded as a kennel, and we really don't run a kennel.
Yeah, that's because she said that, you know, she read the sign, and she said, "Well, it does say kennel." But it's
apparently
not.
Some people are bothered by that. I don't understand.
The only person that's bothered by it is the man on Old Meadow Road that owns the houses.
And there were three conditions the board put on the prior one. One, that it would be valid for 5 years, that no more than 12 dogs would be housed in the kennel at any one time, and that all dogs had to be less than 15 pounds. Is that still true with those conditions? All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12838? For Mr. Joseph Burr and Ms. Monica Ogle.
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12838 for Mr. Joseph Burr and Ms. Monica Ogle and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12838 for Joseph Burr and Monica Ogle for the requested special use exemption pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. This approval will be valid for 5 years, subject to the following conditions: no more than 12 dogs to be housed in the kennel at one time, and all dogs will be less than 15 pounds.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. So they vote a 5-0, your case is approved.